Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
I don't know if we're live, so I'm gonna check.
Welcome to the cult, people. What's going on here in Philly? Back in the studio, culting it up. We're a big cult right now. I don't know if you guys, welcome to the first episode. Old compatriot, you've been in this fucking dark, dank room that Adam and I have constructed. You can't get out. You'll never get out. Just never. Listen to us. My name is Neil Wood. It's a pleasure to be here. Good to see you. Behind the boards. Tall, oh my God, from the tall hills of Peru. Oh, this man stands at a 5'9". I'm not going to say his weight. It's embarrassing. So, but he's 5'9", ladies. You can catch him as a large deity in the hills of Peru. Jesse Pedraza, JP producer.
I reside What's going in on? America now.
You do reside in America now.
Yeah. We're not happy about it, but we allow it, you know?
No, I don't know that to be true. I'm pretty happy about it. I'm overjoyed, really, if anything.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying this. It's a curry favor at all. Do your people use curry? No, I'm kidding. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm doing like Stephen Colbert starting a podcast. And of course, Adam Nutter.
Hey.
The co-host.
What's going on?
The unfortunate lost his seat right now. He's going to get it back. I am the interim president and Pope of this cult. So it's good to see you guys. Come on in. Blessed be upon you. Also, fucking we're happy to be here, man. We got a lot to cover, a lot to do today. We are live. Put some messages in the comments. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Yell at me. Say something. All right. Jesse P is behind the board. We got some crazy stuff to cover. Where do you want to start? Because that's...
We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot.
We've got a lot of stuff going on. Andrew Cuomo's fucking bananas.
Before we even do that, I'm going to do something a little bit different today. Guys, if you haven't already bought your tickets to the August 14th show, pop in droptent.com/events. Those are selling out, so finish getting your tickets now and go to that show. It's very fun. 2 shows coming out.
Don't believe you. It's very fun. Go to the show. Coming this Sunday.
Sorry.
Back at the thing. We're at you. Boom. Like it's you just saying catch.
I wanted it before you did it in plugs again. Go. What do you want to talk about?
Man, you're bad at
Cuomo.
This. We're great. No, I was going to say, you're a New York guy. You're from New York originally. Sort of.
I am.
Staten Island.
Okay. It's not. Okay.
Like Cuomo's from real New York.
Fuck you.
It's understandable.
He's a rapist, allegedly. I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, we'd say alleged. But yeah, I was wondering because I didn't see what he actually did. I just got to like hear the fact.
Yeah.
That he...
So by the way, this is a good point. Also, turn out if Larry Sharpe was governor of New York, none of this would have happened.
Ben,
right? No. Our buddy Larry Sharpe was there.
No, I think he's in the boys. He's in the boys right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Larry Sharpe, I love you. I'm kidding. We've had him on the pod. Fucking take a joke. I'm kidding.
No, he's great.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, but he's running for governor, I think, again. Especially after this, he should.
Yeah.
So what? Come on. What I think. So what I just saw on Twitter was, again, news or not, it doesn't matter, because this is the real thing they put. No. This is the real
thing.
We're
not a news source.
That they put out, like his team put out on Twitter.
Team put out, right.
A 14-minute collage of him being like, "I touch everyone's face," and just like picture after picture of him being a creep. It's wild.
Yeah, Cuomo was a lot like a lot of other Italian guys who probably did porn. They were trying to put your fingers in their mouths and stuff. Like, he's that dude who's like always, "Hey, come here, lady. Let me just
is." Yeah.
Like, he's real that kind of. She's like, "Please stop it. Stop putting your fingers."
He's
the
type of guy who would go into a dance floor and just, you know, do a little grabby grab and be like, "Oh wow, we're on a dance floor."
Yeah.
What else do you expect?
Yes, it is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But he has done it. He's done it. It looks like, because there's like, there's already started to be a lot of allegations and stuff. You know, don't do that. But here's the problem. With the presentation thing, I started laughing. Like, did you know he walked, like he walked them through the presentation? Did you know that? The slides?
Oh, yeah, on the thing. Yeah.
How funny.
Yeah. Sorry.
How is that to be like a formal guy who's got to be in the rooms and to lead them through some slides? You know what I mean?
He's also, hey, could you, over here? I see you're not paying attention. I see by the eighth minute, you're not paying attention anymore.
The slaves. sweetheart, no, I'm sorry. Ma'am, the laser, my laser's not working. I really need a good laser for this. I'm going to want to really circle and point to a lot of activity that's going on in here and how it's not bad. So, sweetie, if you don't mind.
So, but
hot tits. If you mind, just hit me real quick. Like, he's already like, he definitely did
he's
it.
Like,
he definitely,
hey, you whore in the green.
Hey. Eyes here? Yeah. I'm going to look at your boobs for 5 minutes and then I'm looking back up at you and then you're going to get me a coffee. All right.
Latte. You're making it weird.
Latte, actually. I changed my mind.
One of my favorites is like people thought he was going to come out and resign, but he didn't. He just came out. He's like, I'm actually going to double down, which is funny. It's kind of like it's like right on Wolf of Wall Street where he's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
I'm not going anywhere.
That's brutal. Then he throws a little person. But I couldn't believe that he like did a presentation. I don't even
so
know.
Funny.
Can you pull up the slides just because I know I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you during your quiet time. Producer JP, if you could do that, I appreciate you, and I shall send 3 chickens to you. I don't know what they have. I'm getting more racist against Peruvians. I don't know why. I'm not at all. I don't know why. I just lean into it and just being like, to your people.
It's more like, we like to make fun of Jesse, and it's
fine. I'm garbage nonsense. Oh man, yes, dude. Because I just can't. How did anyone keep a straight face in that room?
No idea.
Well, like, because he's doing it like it's a fucking science project day. Like, and he's got, hey, Miss Sullivan, hello. My name is Andrew Cuomo, and I'm going to be presenting today. I am not assaulting people. First slide, please. Thank you.
Notice how my hand is not in his dick hole.
Yeah. You can see here, that's me, and I touched her face in a reasonable sense. It was a congratulatory touch. Next slide. Next slide, please. This is me and my family. They like me a bunch, and they said I wasn't a assaulter.
He goes to get water and drinks like this. Two hands, a little kid, just like trying to.
I just can't imagine anything. I could not be able to keep.
Oh, that picture is actually makes sense. That picture actually makes sense. Clinton and Cuomo just.
I want you to shake
Eskimo
hands.
Kissing?
I want you to shake hands with me, but come in real slow. I want you to shake them hands real slow.
Two people who like the ladies. If you catch what I'm saying?
Yeah, look at that finger on his back, dude. It's poised right now, dude. He's about to be like, woo, right there. We'll check him. I just that presentation. But also, I keep forgetting it's a guy. Like he's, like New York Italian dude. Like give it. I mean, hey, here we go. All right, here we go. Slide one. Here it is. Here it is. Just brought in. I didn't touch him. I'll tell you that
right?
much. There's
right?
no way I touched
right?
her. All right? Look at me here. I'm kind of hugging her. Hand on the lower back, of course. Did I say hot tits? It's up for you to proof. That's what it is. Next slide. Boom.
I say burden of proof is on you, not me.
Like, hey, you can... I kind of do... like that. I'm not like, I should say that the fact that he keeps coming out, they're like resigning now. And he's like, I don't.
Oh, listen,
you know,
I hate him, but just like anything else, I appreciate balls.
Well, I just don't like,
I appreciate the balls.
At a certain point, it's pretty nuts that he, like, again, he's coming in. It's like, this is, it's getting pretty hot in here, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're, the heat is going up here, and I think you should, and I think you should too. But it's just kind of, again, man, the boundaries have been so pushed far back where it's like, yeah, you should definitely step. This is insane. Jesus, yeah. Bud Dwyer killed himself
for
over
nothing.
Money. Like, yeah,
for
yeah.
nothing. He was innocent. That
for
bastard
innocent
killed
reason.
Himself for no reason.
Andrew Cuomo's like apparently going around fucking fingering chicks out in fucking New York City. He's like, listen, I'm going to wash my hands of this. I mean, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend like you guys didn't say that. I'm going to come back next week. Maybe you guys have a different attitude.
Like, that's, yeah, I like how he's putting it on everybody else. He's like, you know what? You guys are kind of being dicks about
yeah,
this.
It's a little bit. I feel like I did I touch or did I not? Am I a handsy guy? Maybe.
Maybe.
Let's talk about kind
maybe. Did I grab
handsy.
Some fucking
I love,
Cooters.
I love Nolke. Sure. I love Cooters. That's my two favorite things. You know, like he is being crazy.
He calls pussy Nolke.
Yeah.
Oh, I touched a sweet Nolke.
It's like his Nucky. Like really, it just becomes Limp Bizkit, and we bring it back around to the way Jesse Pedraza is dressed.
Yeah, you are dressed like fucking Limp Bizkit, dude. Yeah, wild. Yeah.
Just like Jesse Pedraza. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
I just did it for the Nucky, duh.
Okay, that wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it
at all.
It wasn't worth
I was
it.
Gonna say I was gonna cut to you like little Jesse Peruvian kid like singing it in his garage, little bit of an accent.
Nookie. Oh yeah, for sure.
The Nookie. You never
my,
had it.
And then my mom just knocking on the door. Turn it down.
Right.
You have an accent? You don't have an accent?
No, of course I never had an accent.
No.
I don't know what she says. I don't know.
It's close.
Oh, gotcha.
It's close.
Yeah. Were shoes thrown at you, or is that only a Mexican thing?
Is it racist?
Nah, it was more of a belt.
All right, so just standard adult
belt. Yeah,
beating.
Standard belt. Yeah, just standard beating.
Man, whenever we came out of the fields as I was gonna say egalitarian, but that's not correct. So agrarian.
So fucking rich.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
Could I stop your dumb face too? As yeah. well? Excuse me, just real quick. So as an actual egalitarian or agrarian view, from an agrarian standpoint, when we came out of the fields after, we really moved over to having these leather belts, and wow, what a day for kids. You know what I mean? Like whenever it used to be strings,
right.
And then the parents were like, God damn it, I'm just gonna hit you in my hand if I can catch it. And then every once in a while, somebody put a leather. He's like, oh, this is great. This is just like
you hear
that. Yeah, you hear that slapping. You hear that? I'm telling you what, this is gonna be good for a couple of things. Me beating my kids and then hanging myself. because I have traumatized my children.
My grandfather's father hung himself for the depression.
Was he jerking?
Gas in the car.
Oh, he did. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was it. Sorry.
During the depression?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he lost everything. It was like, well. Oh, no, I don't think he lost it. I think it was just not going great, but he's also had, like, fucking just, like, mental health issues. And then on top of all that, he just killed himself.
Wait.
Yeah.
So he
for it to be downgraded from, like, seriously bad depression, you know?
I guess, you know what?
It just wasn't going great.
Like,
that big of a fucking swing, dude.
Yeah.
That big of a swing. Yeah, I think he had been legally diagnosed that he was clinically depressed. Or he actually didn't get his dry cleaning back. It was one of the two. We weren't sure.
Dude,
he just had a tough day, just like me when I go to Dunkin' and I can't get exactly what I want. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
I kind of want to call my dad right now and have him tell the story and be nowhere near what I just told you guys. He's like, what are you talking about? He lived till he was 80 and died peacefully. It's like,
yeah,
oh, dude. All right.
He probably is, yeah. Yeah, your great, your great grandmother?
Great grandfather.
Well, I know, but your great grandmother was probably just in the kitchen and she was just like, isn't it funny? And she just heard, he heard that and he's like, fuck it, I'm done. Don't want to hear that every single day. She's been saying that every day.
Dude, I want to call my dad so bad right now. I just had to like, yeah, what was the story? Did he lose everything or am I just being dramatic?
You know, she was just, yeah, she just probably she just happened to say, it is perfect. P-E-R-F-E-C-T. And she's just like, I'm done. I'm out. I don't want to hear this again.
I'll call my dad.
Yeah, don't do this. I don't want to call your dad.
It would have been funny.
It would have been funny. He's not a showcase guy. He's not good off the bat.
I would have like tell a story real quick. I would have hung up on him, and then I'd be like, "That was nowhere near what I said."
We got too much to do. We got Crazy Kiki. I'm just calling her Crazy Kiki.
Oh, that's fucking wild.
Yeah. I guess what episode was it on? Was it because it was last episode or the episode before?
I should have pulled that as a clip just for today. I fucking didn't even think about it. Yeah, that was wild. That was so funny though. And but I'm lucky this podcast.
What are we talking about?
All right, so for everybody out there, our studio is.
Well, you don't need to give up.
No, I'm not. I was going to say there's
someone I rented to. You just have to say that. Yes. You don't have to do that. Yeah. Okay. Someone I rented to. Yes. And obviously they can put it together from a guy next, but someone I rented to was referred from a friend, another comic who shall not be named. But it's a whole
don't add him yet.
I love him. I love him to death. But God damn it.
But just say nothing next time.
Yeah.
Just say I don't know. You can say I don't know.
So
you don't have to say a name.
So I rent to the studio happens to be in the place that I rent, and I rent to it. It started out fine, and I want to say this. Listen, we all know that I think it's like 1 in 10. I think in the United States suffer with mental illness of some kind. I think that's just bipolar.
Yeah,
I think. I think that's just 1 in 10, just for bipolar.
Oh yeah, 1% of America is schizophrenic.
I think it's 43.8 million. Suffer from bipolar disorder or some of that just in the U.S. That's fucking absurd. You know, it's a lot of people. So we're not disagreeing that. But what happens sometimes when you have people in the house that have a mental imbalance, or some people don't like that term or whatever, like mental something going on up top, right? It still is just funny. It's just because so we started to notice that she was acting strangely, you know, behavior. But in the last, just to catch everybody up, 2 episodes ago, she just came downstairs in the middle of us recording and just talking to not even us, not even the people who are talking on the phone with the lights are on, right? We're talking, just looks at the producer and just Jesse and just goes, she's like, Jesse, can I have your weed? Can I have some weed? And we're just kind of like, well, back to you, Steve. Back to you. Like we were like, I should have cut her. Back to you, Steve. Steve, in the building. Back to you, guys. Back to you. Dude, get her out.
Get her out.
Dude, her walking.
Steve, back to you.
Get her out. Get her out. Baton. Baton.
Dude, her walking down. It was like that. I can only imagine how maybe people saw the second tower going, the second plane going down, like the slow motion. Like, is that?
Right. I think that one's a bird.
Because we were talking and I hear the steps, but sometimes like Garrett comes out of the bathroom or whatever. So I'm like, I probably don't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I see her and I'm like, oh, she's not going to the bathroom though. She's coming this way.
Yeah.
It's like it's like in that boat's about to hit the dock and you're like, go left. Veer. It's not veering the boat. It's
Harbert.
It's Harbert. She just keeps walking and I had to be like, I had to like stop what I'm doing. Because I was so blown away. Yeah. And then just already you were mad at other stuff with her. Right. So then just you're looking at your face is be like, what is this bitch fucking doing right now?
It was tough.
And then Jesse behind the mic being like, not now. He's like shooing a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried to make myself bigger. I was like, no, get away.
Yeah. And then she, again, followed up with that. Can I have some of your weed? Can I have some of your weed? And he's like, not now. Like, not now. Like, live on air. Live. Not now. So 7:30, you think? 7:30? And he's like, yeah, maybe. 8 o'clock, maybe? I'm like, okay. So, yeah. I've been getting it. I've been getting raked over the fucking barrel.
Yeah, dude.
Raked over the coals.
Not to mention the car saga was happening.
Now, that's nothing. That's just, like, something you might have seen on the podcast. We're in the middle of, this started to escalate. She started, it seems like everything was very fine. It can be tough for a female to live in a house with other situations of other guys and stuff like that, but it seemed like it was okay. And then things started to happen. It got weird. It got tough. It got tough because, again, there's people, a lot of people that have, like, imbalances in those ways. They start to have, like, I don't know what. I mean, call in or like fucking message us right now. Like, if you know what I'm talking about, where it doesn't, they're not at their outbursts. I think she was bipolar too, if that helps you. I think. I don't know. And I'm going to try to place that with it. But like, just outbursts that were, or strange tendencies to be aggressive with people individually. And this is all thought out of how this, and this is going to get funny, I swear. I'm just trying to like, just the groundwork of like, yeah. So she had moved in, things were fine, and then progressively started to get kind of weirder. And we started to have problems, like, I don't know if you had any interactions just
Yeah, like, we had a few.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a
problem. She locked Andrew Thomas out, a black guy who's been on this thing. She he was in the house. He walked by her. Like, he was like, yeah, because you know, lock us out, just because they went out front. She immediately shut the door, locked the door behind, just locked the door, just immediately. He was like, what the fuck is this white woman doing? Like,
dude, she would give you that private pile stare.
She does have a little bit of a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It was like that fucking straight up, just like.
Well, yeah. You see that, the thing on TikTok now when they do the
Right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. Yeah, oh, and then you'd be like, hey, what's going on? She'd be like, hey.
You just look creepy when you smile and then crick your head
and
down.
You're like,
yeah, I am.
Hey.
Yeah.
How are you?
What's going on? Yeah.
What's going on? Nothing. And it's just turn around. I'm like, I'm going to leave. I think it's safe.
I think it started when it was her. She had her headphones on a lot. That was started with that. I don't know if she was on medication at one time or not. I will tell you that this gets interesting in the fact that so it kind of came to a boil when she kicked a hole in the third floor bathroom door. It happens to be another tenant who, it's good, whatever. It's Garrett. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But Garrett immediately comes out. He hears it. Now, here's the thing. I want to lay this out for you. Early in the day, this is all in just one day, and I have another interaction. This is all in one day. I come in. It is already night. All right, and I come into the house and the first floor, and I see that all the lights are on inside, and the back door patio is open, a glass door, and the actual sliding door, right? The sliding screen door, right? Open. And I'm kind of like, what the, it's hot, the air conditioning's on. You know, I'm like, what the fuck, guys? You're letting in bugs, So I just start walking back towards the back door, back patio door, and there's no light on the outside. And it's just scary shit, dude. I was actually scared. There's no.
Yeah, it's not fucking funny. I was scared.
It's seriously scared. I couldn't see anybody. All the lights are on the inside of the house, and there's no lights on in the back patio. I get to the counter of the kitchen, so I'm halfway to the door, and I just hear a voice, a woman's voice, cannot see anyone, as I'm looking out, and she just goes, don't look at me. I'm like, I'm looking around like, what the fuck? Oh shit, dude, I'm schizophrenic. That's the voice I hear. Right. It sounds like a woman. Makes sense. I was raised by a woman. Turns out, no. I hear her again. Just go, don't look at me. Panic. The level of panic in her voice. I'm not skinny. That's how panicked it was.
It sounds like she's transforming into a werewolf, and she's like, don't look at my transformation.
Dude, I don't know how much poo came out, but it was a decent amount of poo. Because when you hear a panicked voice in the dark, just don't look at me. I'm like, oh no. These are all the horror movies, right?
Yeah.
I hear it twice. I hear her say it twice. And I go Kelsey, you okay? Just thinking all right, she's in crisis maybe, or something's happening. Yeah. Maybe she got hurt. Right. Or something, or maybe weirdly, my first thought was she's naked. I don't know why. But first, because it was don't look at me. Right. I was she probably came down here. Maybe she was going to use the shower downstairs and she's maybe naked. I don't know. She was smoking a cigarette. I don't know. But that's my first thought. But even though how panicked it is, and they go, are you okay? And she goes I'm okay. Well, she says, I'm okay. Don't look at me again. And I go I still, here's the problem. Still cannot see her.
Dude, all I would think. The Scatman Crothers scene in The Shining?
Yeah.
When he's walking down the thing and you hear, that's going to be nearly like Kelsey,
right, right, exactly. Now,
bleeding out.
Yeah, so that happens. Now, I've seen too many horror movies where I go, I have a very, I have the response that I think most people should have of got it. I'm going to go grab what I got to grab. I'm getting the fuck out of here. So I just go about face. I go, all right.
Did you back out or did you just turn your back?
I legitimately about face.
Oh,
I legitimately
swung.
I legitimately swung whoop.
Did you turn your back on Predator? No, you don't turn your back on that either.
True. But I was covered in mud. Oh. No, I forgot to tell you that part. No,
that's how we all came to the studio.
I always come in mud. I never know if there's a predator about. If there's a predator about, I'm going to be prepared for it where everyone else is out in the open. So I'm always covered in mud, thick caked mud that I just reapply for my car.
Nice.
Yeah, just staying up on it.
Real quick about that movie, now that I'm thinking about it, he could just take that off. The predator still had eyes. He could still see a money guy running around.
Oh yeah, but we, I think we get the thing. I think he takes it off at a point, but his vision's also like
not great.
Red. It's right. Like it's like a red gradient.
Right. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm
missing. And he only sees it through body heat. So everything. I think he does. I think.
But is it the body heat only through the
either
machine?
This? Gets, no. I think this gets. I'm pretty sure this gets damaged. His eyesight right. Contraption. His actual and also. But I know he can breathe air. That's fine. Right. Right. Yeah. Because yes. He takes it off. That like spectral imaging kind of thing that he has, I think he gets damaged and it's either on. I think he takes it off. No, I think he does.
He definitely takes it off.
Yeah, he takes it off. And his regular vision cannot sense body heat and everything's like this red gradient.
Oh, I thought that was the fucking.
It's just like white to red and he can't see it.
Okay.
That's how it blends in.
So naked Arnold Schwarzenegger for the win.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Continue with the crazy chick.
So I got, that same night, I go back over there. I was like, man, that was a weird interaction. Like, you know, just tell him, I was like, man, Voldemort, like, that was weird. I was genuinely scared. Just being like, that's nuts, right? I get texts from Garrett, and there are two videos, and it's a hole in the door. And then the next video is him confronting her on camera, which is good. It was nice to see, like, a little bit of live leak. Like, it was kind of nice, but coming. Like coming from my house,
drop 10 live leak.
Yeah, like drop 10 live leak. Just like, you know, Garrett for some reason is like, why'd you do that? Like, it's a little too much. It's like,
he's yelling out,
it's like, yo, Garrett, what?
World star.
And I'm saying, I want to make this clear. I'm saying Garrett sounded like that.
Yeah.
I did not sound like that. I was like, Garrett probably sounded like in that joke. Clarification. Sorry. But, and then it's a white woman. So, made up person. So I can make it a white woman. But yeah, so. He says those. I'm like, fuck. I just like putting on shoes. I'm like, I might have to call the cops. Like,
right.
Come over. Garrett's downstairs. She's like, yeah, you know, let's be honest. Like, she kicked a hole in the room. I'm like, all right, where's she at? Like, someone on the third floor on the roof, which
so
Garrett
scary.
Probably has some things. And apparently, again, if you don't know, like sometimes people get manic and they stay up for days sometimes, like on end. And Garrett was saying that she was just like up on the roof, which again, she's kind of lives on the second floor. Garrett's on the third. So he got it both ways. Either noises coming from her room or she's on top of his roof, just jumping. And no joke, when I tell you some of the things that she might have been doing up there, which are hysterical, because we get up top and I know that here's the thing. This is all clouded in that she said that she was doing, I fucking hate this. She said that she was doing musical theater. Now listen, we need to have an intervention for theater people. Now, as someone who was on the theater podcast done by Zach Petrovich, I can't remember because it's not good. No, no, I can't. It's not up there. Yeah. Well, he doesn't do it. It's a great idea for a Broadway
for breeders.
Yeah. It's a fun podcast for the initial premise. He's just, you know, he's too busy. So, fuck him. I'll get it off my goddamn network. I'm going to take it off, that son of a bitch. So I liked it. But sometimes theater people get it, where it's, dude, you know what I mean? Just like, no, no, they're just eccentric. They do theater. Do you know how many times I've talked to a crazy person who just claimed some bullshit theater nonsense acting? And you're like, nah, man, I mean, that, but plus also crazy.
You know why? Because theater is so fucking mentally ill, you can't tell the fucking difference.
That's unfortunate.
That's why. That's their fault.
Now it's better because now like sane people went to theater school, which is nuts. But no, they did. But it's like she was clouding on this. Some of the weird, just like, God, Neil, how did this build up to that? Because she was kind of like, okay, you're eccentric. Like, I'm an artist. I get it. She would sing the top volume of her voice just downstairs.
Oh,
sometimes.
I never heard her do that.
She would come down. And as you think she's got a decent voice. That was the thing where you're like, oh, maybe she is. Maybe she did musical theater at a point. Yeah. Okay. But she probably did. She really did do music. She had a great voice.
Yeah, she did with all the other people in her head.
Unfortunately. So she would just come down and just like, just in the middle of Rent or just in the middle of, you know, the one that she got me on, which was just a weird side story of the night that I'm in question that I'm talking about, is she was singing at the top. She came downstairs singing. She was singing Phantom of the Opera. And I know one of the songs. I think she was, maybe it was just one of the Christine songs. I can't remember, right? And it might have just been in the still of the night or whatever.
Hey,
what is it?
We get it.
I know it
You're
doesn't
gay.
Matter. No, no, yeah, exactly. I want to get this for the point of I remember musical theater and I love that fucking
we get
play.
It.
It's a great play. You're fucking no. It's all young, disgusting men know the feeling. So how dare you? If you had acne growing up and then you saw Phantom of the Opera, you're like, I get this guy. This guy makes fucking complete sense. And then the end, you're like, hey, you went a little overboard, but you know what are you gonna do? In the music of the night, right? So she's like, in the music of the night. I can't sing. I'm not a theater kid, right? But at the top of the stairs, I can sense and can hear that she's actually at the top of the stairs singing downwards. Like, she's singing it to be an asshole to me downstairs. And I know that because, again, acoustically, you can hear it.
It's a stairwell.
You can hear someone
leading in.
Legitimately doing that, right? And then she changes the words. And again, this is scary. Again, we're talking, she's only like 5'2".
Yeah,
tiny,
she's
5'2", nothing.
Tiny.
But makes it even more. It's almost like we were playing the movie, like the movie Orphan. Like she was, like she had progenitor or whatever that
easy
is.
Easy
like,
access to your Achilles, bro.
We're like, nice. Dude, she's 90 pounds, solid muscle.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, no, no. And then there's all knives in your throat.
All knives, boo.
So I hear her move closer to the side, and she doesn't know that I, well, obviously, I don't know why, but I was already standing, and I'm kind of like, the fuck is she doing right now? And she's like, she's singing it down the stairs. Okay, and then she changes the words at the end. It's like, shoving it in my ass. Like, she's doing it to, like, again, so I poke my head out, and I catch her. Like, I catch her, like, in my ass. And she, like, walks away from the steps. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to not confront her, obviously. So I walk up the stairs. It's very unsettling. The look on Adam's face is like, it's like back, like the eyes are a little back.
Like, I want a, gun. I want like a gun
it's
on
very
my head
scary.
To be like, approach her, like, you okay?
And again, I was going to throw around crazy bag. She could easily be on medication and this could all be fine. Like, I've heard people find medication and it really fixes, especially bipolar stuff, right? So it's not, but like, she's clearly having outbursts that are like terrifying because it's just those are the unsettling things that everybody in those rooms when you get in a room with somebody who's like, oh, that's, and now you're in a room with them and you're like, oh man, this is scary.
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
Just because, and that's just innate in us. Anything we see things a little off, again, Uncanny Valley, you know, we talked about, like, that is almost like in our IRL, like Uncanny Valley. You start to see someone like, like, you know, you're like, ah, fuck. Like, you know. So I pop my head out. I'm just like, hey, she's, you know, she goes off. Walk upstairs. Hey, are you singing to me? Like, I'm trying to, like, you know, are you singing to me? And she's just lying. She's just, no, I would never. It's like, well, you changed the words at the end. So, shove it in my ass. And she just, I didn't.
I love that little kid excuse.
Yeah.
I actually didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I actually watched you. It's like, nah.
No, dude, she has studied Trump. She understands. She studied Cuomo. Just like, prove it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, I did catch your face when in the thing. Yeah. So that was, I was just like, all right, no problem, Kelsey. Now, this is a little later on. So that was just a weird thing, right? Back on the night, we're confronting her up on the roof. And this is how I knew how bad it was, where I was like, oh, she's very manic. She couldn't stop, like, snapping her fingers when talking, very pacing, quick movements. You know what I mean? I know you as an ex-cop recognize maybe some instances of that. You know, a lot of quick movements. She also has, we couldn't figure out what the hell this was. Just to pepper this in, there are wet articles of clothing all on the roof and also on the other side of my break and just on the other roof. Some weird, sometimes OCD and things get wrapped into this where it's just something to comfort where they're just doing strange activities. Okay. They're just, but I'm talking like whole wet sheets, like bed sheets, just like in piles on the roof.
Ew.
Yes. And I would be like, yeah, I was drying them like in piles. Okay. I gotta just be like, right, if you could maybe clean them up. And she'd be like, yeah, oh yeah, I gotta get on. But when we come out to confront her, Carrot's trying to make sense of it.
Right.
And I'm like, oh,
buddy,
no,
there's nothing here.
Yeah. Like, I just want her to talk because I want to see how bad she is. And when we got out of her, unfortunately, was like, Garrett's like trying to be, yeah, man, you kicked a hole in the roof. I didn't kick it. All right. I was twerking. She's still lying. She's still doing like compulsive lying.
Right.
So she's like, no, I said I was kicking it. Okay. I didn't kick it. Okay. I was dancing and I bumped into it. All right. And then she was twerking into it. And then I finally, you know, she was like, and then she admits while all this is snapping, is going on. She, I kicked it. I was like, yeah, we know you kicked the door. It looks like a foot. The hole in the door is in the shape of a 5'2" woman's foot.
Cartoon, like Roadrunner cutout style footprint. Yeah.
Bugs Bunny painted it on, and then someone stepped in it. It's ridiculous. So I'm like, right. I just want her to talk and see how bad she is. And it was. I was like, if I told you, maybe you seem a little manic, you know. And she was just completely like, no. I mean, there's. I'm not manic. I know I'm not manic. And also, there's proof to show I'm not manic. I'm like, I didn't say anything about proof or what do you mean there's proof? Also, I'm like, what do you, you know, he, so she's really like, I'm trying to calm her down and not be like on the defensive. She did say that she, there might have been people listening in her room. That was an issue. So that was a.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Problem. I was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, ah, man, all right, yeah, her paranoia is through the roof, yeah. Dude. So then it comes to moving out. Now, that night, she was also picking up a stick. Oh, dude, the hilarious theaters. She's like, you have to understand, she had a stick. She had like a pole. Like, I actually have never seen where she got that pole from, dude. It was just a wooden staff, no joke, like Ninja
like
Turtles. Yeah. Awesome. Like Ninja Turtles. Like it was just, and she was like,
was she proficient?
You have to understand that I'm like, yeah, like you have to, I'm, you know, I'm making a lot of
the back
yeah.
thing.
She was like, you have to understand that I'm working on stagecraft. And it was legitimately like, you know, the kid on the internet doing like Jedi stuff in the fucking garage. Like she was like, you have to understand, you know, that. So I'm constantly doing stagecraft up here all the time. You know, I'm like, right, right. And no one asked you to do any of that. We didn't talk about
right.
you doing stagecraft. I don't know how we got into stagecraft or what. So, you know, I tell Gary like, hey, just lay back on this couch. He lays back because he's trying to be like, well, why'd you do it? He's like, she doesn't know why she did it.
Right, right.
She kicked a hole in the door because she doesn't like you. That's right. What. They've had weird interactions. She'd just be. I think other people have had weird interactions where sometimes she just seems like she's taunting you, which is fun.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like you would just. So yes, I think I'm gonna get out of here. Yeah, you're gonna get out of here. Like, you know, you'd be like, what the fuck is that about? So there's some weird. You know, it's unfortunate.
When
stuff.
I was recording the Porcupine that one day. And she
oh
was,
yeah, she was
dude,
just coughing loudly.
She was
she hated what you were talking.
Oh, because she hates
blaring
the
CNN
she,
or whatever.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure she's like super. You know,
I think so. The problem is, at the same time, like you would agree with anything she was talking about. I think I told you, but she was like she's blaring CNN for whatever or MSNBC or whatever. But at the same time, she would just be like, yeah, I mean, I fucking hate. Oh, yeah. She would just also be like, I fucking hate pedophiles. I fucking hate them. And just out of nowhere.
Like, yeah, man.
You were like, absolutely. I think all around. I think all around. They're not okay with pedophilia, like at all in this
yeah.
house. In this house and other houses, I think.
Yeah.
Like, just out of nowhere, she would just say that sometimes. And she'd be like, yeah, it's getting me. I love what she'd be like. It's getting me real worked up. I've been just really hate pedophilia. I'm like, what are you watching? Like, what is. Are
yeah.
you watching a lot of pedophilia? Because if you're watching a lot of pedophilia, that would make you continuously
that would make you angry about it. Right.
But yeah, so she was just coughing loudly.
She was blaring the TV. Yeah. Where Jesse went up there to be like, hey, we're about to record. And she's like, you turn down. She's like, sure. And then he comes back down. The dude's like a little kid. As soon as he hits the bottom step,
right.
all of the fuck back up. And it was that's the Senate hearings.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I'm trying to record the fucking...
What's that?
Podcast.
It's
and
not
like,
a left thing. It's just a
no.
Thing.
That has nothing to do
no,
with
it. No, I gotcha. I know. I'm saying that it's like, what's such a weird, like, again, what was she trying to? She's like, oh, you.
That's my.
This libertarian guy. Let me show you these Senate hearings. Like, I'll teach you about saying about liberty. I'll show
right,
you.
It's like, I'm like.
Yeah,
well, you know hearings. How we talk about this all the time. A lot of people treat me if they don't really know what a libertarian is. Like, you're just the other side I don't like. And I'm like, whatever.
Oh, yeah,
I just get lumped into the right or the left all the time anyway. It doesn't really fucking matter. But, yeah, so she was blaring the fucking TV, and then she comes to the top, like, you're singing, and starts coughing
yeah.
loudly, like,
Yeah. What are we purposely? Yeah. This
is what and then she started dropping stuff down the stairs or by the stairs, whatever the fuck she was doing.
Yes.
And of course, it's like, I'm like, out of all the podcasts I do, that's the one where I'm trying to like legitimize it seriously. And like take it seriously. Ugh. And then she's like, ah! I'm like, you fucking cunt. Yeah. I
just want to fucking... Are you doing this in a, what is this, in a La Colombe? Where are you recording this thing?
And I don't think it came through.
No, no, no.
But like, it's distracting when you're trying to talk to some guy and you're like, I can't even focus on my sentence.
I know. It's very tough.
I know she's doing it on purpose too. You know, it's not an accident. So, like, all that's in your head. It's fucking so annoying.
It's not, dude. I was I felt unsafe. And I know it's stupid. Like, I don't mean like unsafe. I mean, like, again, you're unsafe in the way that, like, hey, guys, I don't know. Do you like having to watch your back at every moment? Because I don't know if she might stab me in the back. Like, legitimately, right. I don't mean stab me in the back metaphorically.
Stabbing in the back.
Physically just stab. I just had a recent dream of her that she like came back to town. No joke. Like, yeah, like at the end of the street, at the end of the street, like a desperado with like a black fucking getup.
A duster.
Dude, I mean, you know what I mean?
She whips it aside, pulls out two fucking.
A Philly trash bag going like, by, which is, of course.
That was so convenient.
You know, like, yeah, just trying to come back in. So, yeah, we're changing locks. Yes, I mean, hey, it's a problem of like, dude, also, here's the funniest part. I mean, we had too much fun of this because I'm trying to keep it somewhat clean, but like, man, we were trying to be like, hey, listen, so you don't need to pay for August. You're just going
to,
right? Because it doesn't make any sense.
Because you just need to go.
I'll buy the whatever this from you just so you have a little, you know, get some money in there. We just can't deal, you know, like it doesn't work out here. It's not working out here.
Right.
We found out that she just like put on two backpacks and just said she's heading west.
So funny.
So funny. Just again, like anybody who just slings it on, like I hear a train whistling, like
dude,
I hear a train whistling down on the station calling my name.
I said to Neil on the phone, I was like, it's like a John Steinbeck novel, like Grapes of Wrath shit, like going out to all California, like all right, the fuck says that. She has a bindle and fucking cloth,
like just like, oh, that excites me. Just the rip roaring of it. How does it excite you? A floating head that I see all the time. It does. Yay. Let's go, Copernicus.
She just constantly sees Zord from the Power Rangers. The fucking head from the Power Rangers.
It's just like, thank you, Copernicus. Let's head out. Oh, Rachel Maddow's here. Sweet. Like she's, do you know what I mean? Just sees Rachel Maddow at all times. Like just... re-engineering her life. You should get on the next train.
Dude, bro,
I think you should get onto the next train.
People are talking to the conductor like, we're not gonna let her off. Hey, she's gonna stay here.
She's too crazy for this boxcar. What do you think, Jim Bob? I guess. I think she's a little crazy. She's a little off. I'm
all
pretty
the
out
other
there.
Bums are just against the car like God. This. It's like,
oh boy.
Right.
She's been talking about that the CIA can see inside here. And I don't know if that's not true.
Actually, probably sounds right. probably sounds right.
I wanted to ask you that. No, I'm just like, who do you think's listening to you? Because I'm just like, it's probably very personal for everyone I know of paranoid. But yeah, that was
like,
I mean,
the NSA.
Just,
and you're like, oh, I can't. You're not wrong.
So yeah, I mean, I wish her the best. I really do. Yeah, but until she like, once I realized she wasn't even going to cop to possibly being hospitalized at one point or like had never been checked in or diagnosed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't. I'd have to go through such a thing of like, I have to like talk to this person who might be mad. I'm like, hey, I think you should see help. Like, it became a thing of like, this is just out of my sphere of knowledge, dude. Just to be, I mean, it's not funny, obviously, but I'm trying to be like honest. Like, it was just be like, hey, man, I can understand if like, we all go through shit. Like, I definitely had some of it, but like, man, I am not equipped to deal with this.
Yeah.
And as soon as like a lot of damage started with everything weird, she was being rude to people, like, you know, putting people off, obviously getting in the middle of like a studio situation where it's like, hey, I need this. This needs to be professional. It just became like, oh, great. I'm sorry. I got to say, Kiki, you know, you gotta go. Like that was an issue. So luckily she just went. She just threw everything out and just left and went again, threw a bindle over her shoulder.
Dude, I was so afraid she was going to be like, I'm not going. Like, that's a fucking
I know.
That's
I know.
So glad she's out now.
Yeah. The whole podcast is,
yeah, I know. It's wild. It's like a relief.
Better. Yeah. It's a little bit better.
It's like a legit relief. Wild.
Those are crazy things going on. Yeah, I have, let's go to plug. So I have to update you on plug.
How much, what time are you on?
And then, I don't know what you got going
what?
On. We're up there. We're there. We're here for plug time at least, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure, yeah.
It's not the end of the show. It's just plug, dude. Just chill out.
Chill out.
Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, just go on plugs. Calm down. 2 seconds. All right. When Jesse Pedraza says he's ready, let me know, baby boy. And Adam, how you been? You been up your shoulder feeling better? You in severe back pain? You're in back pain.
I got
an
x-ray for my neck and my lower back.
Yeah. And they both said just like, this is all mush.
Just quit. Like, just quit. What? Like life. Just quit.
Try to just leave it on.
Well, I know, but I was working on shit. And I don't know. I like
turn clicking. It off then. Don't like, say anything. I like the click. I don't like that.
That's why I turned it off. You can find me, though, at Jesse Pedraza Show on Instagram and on TikTok. So, yeah, do that. Oh, and Slap.
Has to do it every time. Slap
every
Six
time.
Sports.
And Slap Six Sports.
Check out.
I work Six hard sports. On it. I don't know why I don't mention it, but yeah, watch me on that. I do stuff on that.
Yeah,
too.
Check out the Slap Six Sports podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Adam Nutter, what do you got?
At Adam Nutter, all the stuff. Please subscribe. Just I'm like 115 subscribers now on my personal YouTube channel. That's awesome. So thank you. So that's growing. So I have a personal URL now. So youtube.com/AdamNutter. Please follow me there. It's for the Porcupine, and I put some comedy up there just recently. I put up a new skit, a new bit I just did. So go to that. And then, of course, August 11th, I'll be in Staten Island, my home place of trash, at Steiny's Pub at 8 p.m. Coming out to that. And then, of course, August 14th, Neil and I will be at at the Pop-In in Chalfont, PA, right outside of Philly. Two shows, 7:30, 9:30. Droptent.com/events for your tickets. It's all my fucking thing. Oh, look. The person who's not going to be there. LeMaire.
Ah, I don't even know that. It's fine. I know, I couldn't make it. All right, it's fine.
It's fine. No, it's
going to be all right. And I'm going to be there, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah, Neil's going to be there now.
Yeah, because, cool. Yeah, what else you got? You're good.
It's cool. Listen to the Porcupine.
Listen to the Porcupine. Listen to Slapstick. Those are his podcasts. They're extra on top of this, baby. I am neilwood.com. You can go there and check out some artwork and check out some sweet other stuff I'm on and have done in comedy and shows. Guys, before I say anything, though, I have to let you know that my August, before we go into podcast plugs, August. Okay, so I'm not doing the Valley Forge Casino gig anymore. All right, it's fine. Everything's fine. I'm just gonna be on that location later, so everything's good. So that's just, you don't have to worry about it. So don't shake your head at me. All right, I will be August 28th doing the Libertarian show.
Yeah.
Don't forget to plug that. August 18th. I don't even know if people can come to.
Yeah,
but
they don't even come to that. August 28th.
It might be. It's like a house show. It's pretty. Like,
it is a house show.
Not a big giant house show. Yeah. Whatever. So. We're going to be doing that August 28th, which is cool. And I don't know. You'll see other stuff as it rolls on in. But yeah, that's a big up. So I'm sorry. I'll be at Valley Forge Casino another time. So, but check out everything that this podcast. You can follow at Cult of Us on the droptent.com website. So you can go in there and follow everything there. All right. If you want to, of course, you can check out our fucking merch.
We're wearing it, bitch.
Oh, yeah, we do have it. We keep some simple stuff, some, you know, some more outlandish things. So you can check out all the merch over at the Drop Tent store and all the other podcasts on the network. Check them all out so you can buy these. And that directly comes into us. We're running everything through there. So Printful is our vendor there. It's better quality. We're loving them. They're already much better. You get some stuff on the sleeves, and it's a little fancier there, feeling a little better. At least Jersey trash fancy. Like, oh, it's going on your sleeve. That's fun. So you can check out that. But also check out, if you want to benefit us directly over at Cult of Us, check out. I know I'm making you go back. You have to go to the Patreon. Go to Patreon. Okay, click on it. Patreon.com/cultofus. You can go there and get all the extra contents. Get in there for a dollar. Get in the door. Check out some extra content already. Us on the road doing some gigs. Extra stuff you haven't seen. All right. $3 is going to be our watching tier, which I think, are we watching that movie today?
No.
Tomorrow?
Two weeks
from now. We're watching some Pig.
And
we're
no, it's not Jesse highlight reels.
Oh, God. If it was just, if it was both Jesse Dram and Jesse Pedraza.
That was me.
If it was two chubby men, one Peruvian, one Polish. Oof. And the most Polish, if you know what I mean. Just mashing Uggs. Oh. And I mean the boots and their Jennies.
Gross.
I don't know why. Yeah. But you can get in on that for $3. All right. $3 gets you in there. We're watching fights probably on Saturday. We'll be on there watching that. And you can check it out all through Discord and check us out. Then $5 is the tattoo tier. So you get everything else in the package, but you also have your name thrown in there. And every other month, right? So it's $5 a month. Every other month, we pick out a name. That person wins a tattoo. Boom. You're there. And I mean, like, a wonderful tattoo done by a great artist. She's done all kinds of stuff. She has a podcast on this network, blah, 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 blah. You can check out all the information there at Curls Junior Tattoos on Instagram. But all of her information's there. She's won awards. It's great. Do it. $5 goes to us. It helps us keep this thing fresh. All right, people. We will talk to you for plugs. Plugs are done. Not the show. Plugs are done.
Yeah.
We're talking to you now after plugs are done. Jesse's going to transition now out of that. Did that happen? Great. I am super funny today and trying to illustrate every part of the podcast.
Yeah.
So critically. You're stupid. Adam hit himself in the face. Dude, so I've been dealing with all that shit. What's been going on with you?
Doctor stuff.
You got doctor. You went to 3 different doctors. You're broken as shit.
Two. Yeah. So my,
you
I went
look
to my
worse. Mate. I got to say.
So I've been getting like different headaches than from my head trauma.
What? Different part of your head?
Just, it feels different. So I was like, I know it's not the okay. same. I was like, this is different.
Okay.
And my neck's been hurting me. And I've been getting like pains that go up like
brain
the
cancer,
side
dude.
Of my, dude, that's what I fucking thought.
Brain cancer. Dude.
And I, dude, I'm telling you, yo. Yeah. I, by the way, if I didn't go to the doctor already, that would freak me out. But brain, I went to the doctor, so I'm not freaked out. But I was, it's not freaking me out. I went to the doctor, but I am becoming a hypochondriac as I get older.
Dude, I'm not a doctor, but that's brain cancer. I'm not a doctor, but that's definitely brain cancer, probably. Probably.
I know. That's what I thought. Hey. So then I freaked out, just and then I world. Went. I went to the no. I went to the doctor.
Your head's already shaved. It's perfect.
And he was like, I like every time I go to this doctor, it's always like a new like I'm dying thing now, yeah. And he's like,
do me a favor. If it is brain cancer and you lose your eyebrows, you have to then. Only wear the makeup from Mad Max. You have to right, be one deal. Of the grinders or whatever the fuck they call them.
Deal.
Just powder up,
over.
Spray paint the face that's across. Fine. It's gonna be too much. You have to.
I'll do it.
Okay.
But it's not brain cancer. So he's like
my professional opinion. Again, I'm not a doctor, but my professional opinion is that it's probably brain cancer.
He's like, have you hit your head recently? I was like, no. Just like last night, it was like 2015 or the fuck it was.
Well, the world beat me over that. Yeah. You know what I mean, doctor? The old wife really nagging my neck, if you know what I'm like, you're just being terrible.
And then he just pokes my neck. He's like, this is hard as a rock,
what,
man.
What do you mean he just pokes your neck? Like, did he get a stick? He's like, just had the tongue depressor. He's like, what the fuck is this?
He did this. He's like,
this. Right. Just
because it's hard as a rock. I'm like, yeah. He's like, it's a lot of stress and just probably muscle just damage and yeah. stuff. And I was like, thanks. And he's like, yeah, that's what's causing the pain. He's like, you're fine. He's yeah, like, your blood's fine. He's like, everything else is fine. I was like,
you got good blood.
He's like, cool. I'm like, cool. So I have to go to physical therapy tomorrow for my neck.
Right.
That's what I'm doing now. Physical therapy for my fucking neck.
Oh, hopefully you get a hottie.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool if you get a hottie. Because the next stuff is like,
but I feel like I'm
doing, I got to get in there.
It's going to make me do this stuff, like a band. It's going to be boring.
No, it's not a band. Well, it might be.
It might be. Know.
Definitely not.
And then on top of all that, so I had to get x-rays for my neck, right? And then they also make you like open up wide, like you're blowing someone for an x-ray for your neck, which is weird.
Oh.
Because the nurse is like, well, or the radiologist.
Well, they have to, don't they put a mouth compressor in? What did you do?
They went,
sounds like you got
neck.
Sexually molested.
I might have. That happens to be a lot of
hair. Yeah, I'm scanning your neck. Open your mouth.
He's like, this is just a tool.
This next tool is going to look a lot like a penis. Specifically a Filipino man's penis.
Feel and taste like a dick.
Yeah.
But it's not, I promise.
Close your eyes,
though, and don't open them. Yeah. She was just like, it's gonna be weird. She goes, but just open your mouth as wide as you can.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. She's like, okay, good. And then runs away. And I was like,
oh, right.
How long do I keep it open for? Right. That was
just
weird.
Forever.
Just forever. It was like a decent good. Amount of time. And then I was like, I feel like I'm just getting all the radiation cancer in my mouth. Yeah. Like, holding it over.
Right.
And then,
doc, this radiology. This radiology is just blasting my fucking uvula, dude. That's not good.
Thanks for covering my balls, though, with a thin sheet of plastic.
waves of radiation, just like Rocky III-ing your fucking uvula.
Like, good news, your neck is fine, but you have throat cancer now.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a bummer. And then, my back's been, like, my lower back's also been hurting on top of that for years. Like, I feel like it's been, like, a knife going into it.
I think it's time.
To put me down?
I think it's just time we just take this little boy out back. kind of just put them.
I've been getting paranoid about dying.
Well, you what? Paranoid about dying?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I have one of those every once in a while. Those are fun. Nice little like, oh, that's right. This will end. Oh, those that nice panic of like, oh, that's right. It goes to nothing and I'll never exist again.
No, I'm afraid of that.
Oh, that's great.
No, I'm afraid of that.
I love it because it passes me. I kind of let it just wash over me like a wave.
No, the fact that I know I'll never, I'm actually getting uncomfortable right now.
I know. No. This is the feeling that you're having, the feeling that everyone has. This is what I mean. This is what religion, that panic.
I want to throw up. I hate it.
That panic of like you're just
like, Adam,
like Adam. A fucking petulant kid at a fucking carnival. Oh, yeah. They're so scared to get on the thing. They're just like, oh no, Dad, I don't feel.
Yeah,
Dad,
that's what
stop
I feel
even.
Like,
don't even
I
make me go.
I don't want to know. I don't want to not exist.
The cool thing is you won't. That's the best part. I know it's a mind fuck, but I get the same scared every once in a while. And I've been an atheist for fucking years now. But like. Consciousness is not meant to know unconscious things. That's the
I
whole
understand.
Point.
I don't like
I'm not
that.
Saying. I'm just being descriptive of like. I know no one does. That panic is what like all. I mean, think about that, and then think about you're an ancient person who thinks that they've been told that the sun is a god. You know what I mean? You're just like right. It can't. There must be gods. Like it's. I can't just not exist. So that panic of like and your consciousness not being able to wrap around it is exactly what people talk about. I'm like, of course there's religion and everything has to build around it. And at some point, someone back in the day felt the exact same way. Like, oh no.
Yeah.
And they just went, No, there is. And then that's it. That's all.
Because I swear to God, as I'm getting older and as panic. More and more things start to hurt me, I swear, dude, I'm like, I have cancer. I'm just convinced I have a cancer now.
Here's what I've posited. Which is, if you go, Jess, did you have something?
I was going to say he was never going to be remembered. You're never going to be remembered.
All right. That's just mean.
And that's what it comes, like, that's what you're afraid of.
It's not even that. It's not about being remembered. I don't like the fact that, I can't, I mean, there's really no way to describe it.
No.
Right? I just like the fact that I'm one day will not be here. Right. Yeah. It's not about anyone remembering. I don't give a shit. It really is if it's about, like, I like... this like, well, sure. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't like, want to
have
end.
FOMO. You have FOMO in death.
Yeah, you kind of.
Well, you won't. Right? Exactly.
No, but I do now. I do now, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck this.
It's the eternal.
So mad.
It's the eternal
this.
FOMO. It's a. Yeah.
But I was never like this. Up until like this
Well, the frailty of life happens in your 30s.
It's not a COVID thing. It has nothing to do with like the COVID shit. It just has to do with, I'm telling you, me getting older and like just me hurting more. That's
because mine came from that. Mine came from, well, not COVID, but yeah. I'm telling you, that's just the frailty, dude. You get the finality and the frailty in your 30s. That's why, like, really, what happens is a lot of people, they party too hard, or just drugs, or whatever, or just a little too much, right? Get through their 20s, and then people wonder why they, like, collapse, get fat, and just, like, because they're just shoving down feelings of just, like, right, this is my fucking life for the rest of this, and the finality of life is happening.
Dude, look at my fucking...
You're such a baby.
I'm getting numb.
I know,
my
it's okay.
You're going numb. That's how uncomfortable I am.
Go find a safe space.
Breathe.
You can't. Well,
that's why yeah, you have to like crawl inside. Yeah, if he crawls inside a safe space, it's gonna be a cat's death. We'll find him like an attic crawl space. You know, like, man. So no, but I mean, that's what I think. That coupled with just like also comforts, like creature comforts, if you're in a first world country, like it makes sense that like Americans in their 30s just blowing up, dude. The one chick I recently dated for a little bit, where I was like, man, this chick is way above. She was like a year, just a grade under me, and I was like, man, she likes me. That's crazy. And at this point, I was like, maybe I'm starting to get smoother. Maybe I'm getting a little better. This is in high school. Maybe it's better. Maybe the acne, people see through it, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's rich, hot. She's just fat and happy now, dude. She's just blooming. She still posts pictures of her wedding. She's been married for like 5 years now. She still posts pictures of the wedding, that dress, just saying things like, what a great dress. I'm like, wow, that is the most desperate thing I've ever heard. I don't know if you're going for influencer because she's got like little highlights. I go like, good for you, but like, you're posting pictures of your wedding from 5 years ago. Like, let it go.
Yeah.
Like, really, what's happening here? Yeah. You know, like, it's this thing of like, yeah, did you? So I like, you need to fucking like pace yourself in your 20s, and then like basically set your life up in your 30s. I think that's like the new American like dynamic is, don't fucking blow it in your 20s. You easily, a lot of people blew
yeah.
it. A lot of people just like, they drugged it too much. Yeah. Margin, or they drugs or just not concentrating. Now they're in a job they don't like. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't try to like manipulate, you know, put themselves in the right situation where they could at least, you know, get to the next step. So take a fucking pace yourself in your 20s. And then the 30s is where like, I'm going for ripped, hot, and put together. And by then your brain, like from a male perspective, your brain settled down at least a little bit more. You're a little more debonair. You're a little more fucking cultured. You're coming out. You could be dating women in their 40s if you're a guy who's got it put together. You know what I mean? You could, you know, a lot of typical guys dip into the other end of the spectrum. I'm dating a 25-year-old. Yeah. You know, but I'm just saying, like, that's why I'm down on myself with the years I've been having. Because I was like, man, COVID, fucking, I had a panic attack during fucking COVID. And it wasn't just COVID. It was more of like me sitting at home, like, we weren't doing shows. I was trying to like work and do other jobs and like just drinking a little too much. And then just one day I just had a panic attack. And it was just that finale. It was like,
right.
It just kind of all.
No, that makes sense why you would have had it during the last 2 years. I'm just saying those aren't the reasons I've been doing it.
Yours is just a general existential
completely
crisis.
If COVID wasn't a thing,
existential
I would
crisis.
Be feeling the same way right
it
now.
Happens.
It's irrelevant. Yeah, like, but I keep thinking like my parents are 66. I'm like, fucking almost
tell me, dude, it's fine. Just don't really. Yeah, I know. But here, oh, this is my other theory. I don't know what you guys think about this. Seriously. So here's what I think. Like, as someone who's also high all the time as well, as we get older, you forget that, like, how much I think it's going to be nice to age. I think people are scared of it. No, I'm telling you, I think it's going to be really nice. No, because what happens is your perspective, I don't mean your actual, just the way you view the world ideally. I mean, like, your actual perspective of, like, your faculties, they age gradually. So, yeah, you'll eventually realize, like, oh, maybe I can't see this much. But the world softens, you know what I mean? Like, everything gets a much more gray, much, much more gray, obviously, your pubes, your head. But the world in general, I think it softens. And then all of a sudden, remember, you're doing meds, you're getting painkillers, like, because you need them. You're in your 70s. You're allowed to have them. You're allowed to be. There's the fucking thing in Knives Out when he's just like, man, I don't know why I waited to my fucking 90s to be addicted to morphine. Like, you know, a little 5 milligrams of morphine a day. That's an opiate that you're using on a regular. Like, the realities start to blend, dude. And I think the more, I want to be old, high as fuck all the time.
Oh, yeah, same.
And that reality between that stuff, like, and, you know, try some mushrooms. Them taking pain meds adequately. I mean, you know, but you're doing a little morphine. Say, dude, before you know it, man, you're not going to know which ends up. You die fucking in a beautiful coma of pleasure. I think we all die fucking fucked up. I love it. I love that. If you go into a hospital, if you have the pleasure of dying in a hospital bed, hit that button, baby. Go in there, just Dilaudid or fucking morphine, just boom, boom, boom. And they'll give it to you because it's palliative care.
Who gives a shit?
It's palliative care.
Who gives a shit?
It's wonderful.
Right.
And you just go into the sweet abyss, dude. You just
I hate this conversation.
But I know. You can't handle it. Jesse, you scared to death? Yeah, you are.
I mean,
dumb question. But.
A little bit, because, yeah, like, death is probably closer to me.
But, what do you mean, like, he's in your family? Is a guy named like one guy's named Jesus, the other guy's named Death? Or you guys spell it differently? Lose that, dude.
No,
lose
for
it.
Sure, I could definitely lose it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've wrestled with the fact that I think we all just want to be remembered.
I guess you wrestled with it because you can't pin it, right?
Yeah.
I can't pin this down. Sorry,
a lot
dude.
Of cardio.
I feel like I brought this podcast out, and then I'm trying to do jokes to cover it.
No. But I'm just saying, like, in general, like, I think. At the end of the day, I do want to be remembered, but I don't know how the fuck that's going to happen. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I know. My family right now, man, they're selling the homestead. They're selling, like, the old, like, where we sowed our oats.
Right.
In Hamilton, New Jersey.
Dude, my parents are also leaving Staten Island.
And I mean, like, you know what? I would have bought the place. I don't know if I could have. It's Hamilton's very... Now is very expensive. When we settled there in Italians, it was obviously when we just bought farmland and built a house.
Yeah, of course.
But like now, the outskirts and Hamilton, how rich it is. Like, yeah, like that's sold, which is great. But like, I don't know if I'd be able to swing it. And then, you know, so I should have, but like, it's weird, man. Yeah, it's gone. I mean, now, you know, my mom still lives down there, but in the same area. She lives in basically what is her like aunt's house. Like her old aunt's house. Well,
weird. It's weird seeing like your childhood shit leave.
I'm not having kids, which is the issue.
Yeah.
I feel the Wood name dies with
it
me.
It does.
Same. Pedraza and
Pedraza dies with you, dude.
Pedraza dies with me.
Dude, I say we put a fucking jizz pack together. We put a cum path together, dude. Yeah. We put a jism path together. pact, and we just say, dude, if we have to, we're not impregnating each other. It's not ours. Right. But we just fucking sweet pinky or nut tie our balls together and promise that if we start to get older, we just have to talk to our spouse. And me, obviously a spouse, you'll be alone already. And, and so mean for no reason. No, talk to the spouse and be like, hey, I know we don't have kids, but I'm gonna go out, find someone who I connect with on a sexual basis, have them have my children as a surrogate, and that we need to keep this name going. So we're going to just need to do that, dude. We will join nut sacks.
Okay.
And we will, you know, we'll hook them in. We'll join hands together in like a real like Midsommar
like
sort of way.
Horses.
Yeah. Like, like we'll join our hands together in like a Midsommar sort of thing. Like we're dancing old Renaissance style. Right. You know what I mean? Like, ha-da-da-da-da-da, like, you know, like that. And then we'll just cuddle, just kind of flick our balls together. So they kind of like, kind of like those two
just
balls.
Masturbate together in a bag.
No, I would never do that. I want to waste the semen. What's wrong with you?
You dock, and there's no waste.
Yeah, yeah. We just wrap our balls together where they like swing around like two fucking, like the ball pendulums, you know, the ball pendulums, like like two balls. They're like, like that. That's our nut sacks. Then we're joined hands. And then we say, we promise to find a woman to take our name. And then we'll have to do that. I mean, again, all consenting, all with our partners in tow and have to be okay with it.
Yeah. Well, you're more halfway there because you have a woman.
Yes, I do have a woman. Yes, I do. Yes, I'm halfway there. I would say that I'm a little
living
more halfway.
On a prayer.
Only because it is. Only because
you're Jersey trash. That
no,
should resonate.
I unfortunately I've gone so Jersey trash. I've come out the other end where I hate it. So it's yeah. I do not like the boss or Jovi.
I can't wait for you to
I
have
like
a kid.
I told you why I don't like Jovi, right?
I don't like Springsteen.
Have I said anything?
Yeah, we have talked about it.
So
I don't either.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
It's just whatever.
Wait. How do you? Why do you think I don't like it?
You said it before. Why you don't?
What
like
was it?
I believe it was because you're from there and all that stuff is like bullshit Jersey.
No,
like,
that's not the reason. Oh my God! I thought that's you're not getting it. No, I used to date another Brittany, and
that
her,
was it. I'm sorry.
Her
you're
dad
right.
used to mate like Blair. I used to come over
that
to bang.
I'm sorry, you're right.
I used to come over and have sex with his daughter, and then all another time when she was not dating me anymore. Well, we weren't really dating, not fucking me anymore, and she was back with her boyfriend when we were both over there. She was still there at the house. It'd be like, hey, me, and I'd see the other guy like, yeah, well, what's going on, dude? When you're not around, we're not together anymore. We do some stuff. Her dad used to like get hammered, big brutish kind of bulldog, like kind of say, he get hammered and bring the guys in, and just he got the nicest Walmart speaker system, two speakers on the side, the nicest disc changer he could, and he would just in his garage just bring kids in as the drinking was happening outside. If you had to go get a beer, you went around the fucking house and went in the front door to try to avoid him because you had to go through the garage. He'd be like, hey, it's real music halfway, and he would grab you and make you sing Bon Jovi trash, like just halfway there. I'll sing it, man. Come on. Like, and just fucking drunken have you sing at it.
Straight Jersey
and
trash.
He would not let you go. Like, he would do the real.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
It was fairly like, it was kind of like almost like in Britain, they'd be like, oh, the guy's got like, you know, now we're just like, hey, you're an out of shape dad. But like, you know what I mean? Like, almost like Britain 20.
Like the in shape, out of shape guy.
Yeah. He was just, you know, he had like shoulders on him at least. He wrestled in college, man. He played football. You know what I mean? And just fucking wrench you. Come on, baby. Yeah. Just fucking kill me. Yeah, that's why I hate Bon Jovi specifically.
Okay.
The boss I'm just not into. I mean,
yeah,
just, you know, whatever. But we gotta jump over to Patreon. No, we have to go.
No,
you
I
have
yeah,
an iPod.
I porcupine.
No Patreon after this. I apologize, guys. We'll get you on some
next,
stuff.
No, next we gotta do the porcupine.
We got new shirts, new merch.
Yeah, new
go
shirts.
Get it. Go get those tickets
get
for
tickets.
August 14th at the Pop in Chalfont, PA. This has been the Cult of Us People. I've been Neil Wood, and that's been Adam Nutter.
Yeah, thank
Sweet
you.
Sweet Jess P.
Bye-bye.
Take us out, dude.
Later.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.